Are you tired of being alone with your own thoughts? Do you need moral support? Well, you're in the right place. I'm Shara.
And I'm Ginger.
And we invite you to the table as we share stories,
conversations,
and
moral support
from our view as middle-aged besties. Let's go.
Well, here we are.
We're back.
Season 2 of the Moral Support Podcast with your hosts, Shara McKee and
Ginger Labatt.
Yes, we are back. We have been in a hiatus, living our little lives, and we wanted to come back and
just catch up.
Yeah,
catch up. What's been going on?
Speaking of ketchup, do you like it?
I love ketchup.
Sophia loves ketchup.
But I'm a brand person. It's got to be the right brand.
What brand?
Heinz, of course.
Heinz. What about fast food ketchup? Can it mix and match? Like, to me, if I'm at Whataburger, then I need Whataburger ketchup. And if you don't know what Whataburger is, I'm sorry. Again, this is not the topic of today's show, but it is a small preview into our brains and how this works.
Yes.
We're having a conversation. And so we want to bring everybody up to speed. We stopped releasing the episodes back in, I think maybe October or September was our last one.
Something like, it was in the fall.
But we stopped recording previous to that.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult for us to get together. Anyway, so since the last time you heard an episode, a lot of life has taken place.
A lot of life. But we had a hard time recalling what all of that life was.
Do you ever, if you're listening, I'm sure you can relate, that you're like so busy every single day, but yet if I said, what did you do last week? You'd be like,
ran on the hamster wheel.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I've done so many things, but I don't know.
Well, it's are they things that you would even comment
on? What's significant to me may not be significant.
Well, I mean, going to church, being busy, doing work, taking care of family.
100%. Yeah, exactly. So let's back up and do maybe the big things, and then we can talk about the little things, which, you know, really is an accumulation of the little things, right?
That's deep. To think we started with ketchup.
Think about it. Think about it, church. Okay. So
our poor audience. Reminder of who we are.
Audience, you're the greatest. Thank you for loving us.
I know. Hopefully you're driving down the road laughing and not shutting us off.
Life is heavy and the news is heavy.
I'm heavy.
So sometimes you have to lighten up.
But this podcast is not.
This is not. We do have moments, but we're not intentionally trying to be super deep.
Nope.
And I don't think that's a struggle.
There's another podcast for that.
There I go being deep again. I didn't even mean to. I hate it when that happens. So anyway, let's stop being deep.
That's right. Even so what's something big? Difficult. What's something big? I could tell it for you, but
okay,
the biggest thing,
life change, family dynamic change was my oldest daughter, Savannah Gale, is now Savannah Gale Pettigo.
Oh,
she got married.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And thank you for coming.
Of course.
And we have to insert the anecdotal moral support moment.
That's true.
Where the maid of honor forgot her shoes.
Oh, she sure did.
McKenna McKee. She forgot her shoes. Bless her heart. And
bless her heart, she said. Bless her heart.
There was just no scurrying back to the house. Uh-uh. And so I called on my friend and she
went to Target
yep. and saved the day and brought them in and did a handoff. And no one knew the difference.
Nope.
So that's what moral support looks like. But it was a beautiful wedding.
It was
a very
sweet. It was so sweet.
Sweet, joyful, tender.
It was
just very genuine.
The presence of the Lord was there.
Amen.
Beautiful.
But not like,
yeah,
as in the presence of the Lord is
here. No.
We didn't have a shout out.
No.
You know, and you know, people have different.
A confirming spirit of the Lord. Just
thank you.
A blessing of it. It was a really
sacred, just kind of.
Moment.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's very beautiful.
True spiritual
and
thing.
He has just been a delight to our family. Just total godsend. Just
she got
an
a good
answer
one.
To prayer.
She got 100%. A good one.
And it makes me feel the transition was difficult.
Yeah.
You know, which could transition us to another topic of last year. We both turned 50.
Ooh.
You know? And so we're fine.
That's
we're
right.
Fine. Just that transition of, go ahead.
I actually passed another one already.
Yes,
just yesterday.
Kidney stone. I passed another one. That's something big that happened to me in the last 6 months. I had a kidney stone. So thanks for sharing. Moving on. having flashbacks. So yeah, so you just turned
51 yesterday.
Yesterday. This won't be yesterday when it airs.
But that's true.
For the record, today is March
21st.
21st. So this will be airing maybe like a month from now. But she...
Yep.
Sorry. She told me, hey, I'm flying in to Houston.
And we'll talk more about that later.
Okay, yeah.
We'll talk more about that later.
Thank you for being a good gatekeeper there.
Yep.
I was about to tell that story.
So Georgian's a good one.
Georgian's a good one. Yes. And your daughter graduated.
She did. She got her master's degree in something higher education.
This is Brielle.
This is Brielle. She can teach, but it's more the admin side of education. Mm-hmm. So she could walk into a school or even a university and completely from like top to bottom set up their administrative side, their enrollment, all of that. She is so smart.
She is so smart. Oh, and my husband graduated with his doctorate.
Yes.
In December. So we took a family trip out to Virginia.
That's cool.
And that was fun. And we
celebrated. Do you call him doctor?
No.
Well, Abraham called Sarah called Abraham Lord. So I think. Well,
good for her.
That's right.
Does it call me master?
And that's true.
I have a master's. I'm getting my second master's on May 4th.
It's not in calendar keeping, is it?
It is not in calendar keeping. It is in nothing as smart as setting up school systems. But my first master's organizational leadership, and this one is in psychology.
I love it.
So
I have a master's in domestic
violence. That just came out. I'm sorry. I don't know what you'd have.
I was going to say engineering.
Yeah, domestic engineering.
So it's just one of those.
Please forgive me for saying.
It's just an honorary. Yeah, Brian is very abused.
Yeah.
Domestic violence. Yeah.
Not to belittle domestic violence.
So no.
Please don't message me.
It's just one of the squirrels that's in our head.
It's just a squirrel that's in my head.
Yep.
Go ahead. And y'all broke ground on your new building.
Yes. So we're super excited about that. Hopefully by the end of the year, we are in it. It's the whole game of hurry up and wait.
By the end of the year?
This year. Wow. Yeah, we should be in it.
You got a foundation?
No. I mean, I do personally, but the church does not have one.
Christ is my
foundation. So I actually just got a text from him a few minutes ago, and he was checking on some replies from the city. I mean, when you're in a metropolitan area that, the red tape and the hoops and that you have to jump through.
A lot of people don't even bother, you know, but you guys are.
Yeah, they would be right on top of us. So part of it is not just building. We're also annexing into the city. So we're having to run water, city water. We've been on a well, all those kinds of things. Even though we are truly sitting in a city area, they've never annexed that property into public works and those kinds of things. So it's a whole
behind the scenes stuff that you don't realize goes on with building programs. It is so much stress, and it's not the primary calling of the pastor. So it's such an extra burden. And, you know, people going into ministry, Bible school, there's so many side things.
Fundraiser. Brian said, I never dreamed that being a pastor, I'd be a fundraiser.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't think about those
things.
And
they don't really train you for that, you know, and I don't know how they could, but. The more and more
stand outside a store and ring a bell with a bucket.
After years and years of ministry, the theological part is super important, of course.
Absolutely,
we'll get that. But I'm
the practical side
thing that I've been doing is teaching online.
That's right. You started teaching,
Teaching Christian leadership and things like that. Principles that I feel so passionately about that are critical for ministry.
I love it
because we're in the people business.
Yeah.
Say that all the time, but if you can be great at numbers, great at theology, all these things, but if you're not able to understand yourself and others and that leadership principles and personality dynamics, you're going to have a big mess.
If you can't connect with people,
or find ways to learn to do that or put people on your team who can do that or be aware.
You can't just walk away and say, I don't, or I can't, it's not natural. Well, I mean,
wouldn't that be nice?
I know, right?
I mean, I love to connect with people, but I could also say, well, I don't do the detail side of things, or I'm not doing since that's not necessarily a strength for me, I can't just say, oh, I'm not doing that. It just takes more energy for me.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
So I've been teaching, I've been in school, I'm in my last class right now. My husband graduated. My daughter got married.
You turned 50. I came for your birthday.
You did come for my birthday.
I did. I surprised her.
I was so excited. It was so...
She cried, y'all. She cried. She did from across the room. Ginger's here. Tears.
When you were there. And you had a very special gift for me.
I did.
That I had been...
You were a little put out by.
I went to her 50th last March.
Yes.
And I don't think I surprised her too much, but I was there. And then her other friends, which I love y'all. Okay. I'll share her. Presented her with this photo blanket. It was like a little, little bestie blanket.
And it was all pictures of the three of us.
Yeah. Me
and the two. Yeah. Well, we shout out Stacey Gaddy and Dawana Sargent.
Yes.
It was the three of us in that group. And
they were all like, hey, let's take a picture. And that's all. And so you took, even with like the cake, it was like just y'all three. And I was like, they're going, I am not in this friend group. And
also, it wasn't just four of them there. There were a lot of my friends there.
A lot. That's so true. It was a beautiful turnout. It was a great time, actually.
And Brian knocked it out of the park.
He did.
I mean, he won turning 50.
Like a year in advance. Like,
yeah. Well, I warned him.
That calendar, and I literally had to move a conference or an event off of that day. Like, no, like, you know,
I did the same for Savannah's. Like, I did the same for Savannah's wedding.
Yeah,
so we're even now.
Okay, so, because you know those dates are you know, precious on the calendar, and once you if you call it for something like that, you literally just have to be like mine.
It's true. But she
anyway. So she brought. So they had this blanket. So I was just a little bit teasing her about it being petty, you know, not truly, but just playfully. And so she brought me our own little moral support blanket. And if you look, you can find pictures of it. It's really cute. When we go back and update our group, we can throw the pictures of that.
Absolutely. We should throw some of Georgian and Savannah's wedding too.
Oh, for sure.
And the moral support moment.
She made a little sign. It was fun. But we, I just had a thought. It flew right out of my head. Seriously, so much. Lately, I walk into a room like, what did I miss a minute ago? I was like,
she did.
What? I opened their refrigerator. I was just looking at it. What did I come over here for? And it was sour cream. So
clearly we just had lunch.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm talking about my.
It's because you're 50.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here for moral support.
Is that what that is? So 50 feels weird. I actually, why do I do that?
It's because you're 50.
Okay. This is another. Okay. I'm not going to squirrel there. Okay. What was I saying?
I don't know, but I need to go on a squirrel hunt with you.
You so 50, actually, that's what I was saying. I've done that a few times when I say it that way. Loved turning 40.
Mm-hmm.
It was empowering for some reason. I felt like, okay, 40's the new 30, whatever.
Yeah.
But turning 50, I honestly struggle a little bit. Because when I was little or younger, 50 sounded old.
Old.
And I thought, well, am I old?
Okay, well, we did just fold tissue paper to save.
We did.
I know.
What does that mean?
It means,
like,
I don't want to.
If you have, that's kind of how, I was looking for this meme I sent somebody the other day, or Savannah the other day, about how you know you're adulting.
Yes.
And one of them was, you have a bag of.
Of bags.
Of bags.
Yes.
And I guess you could add to that, you're folding and saving tissue paper.
It was gift tissue paper. It wasn't like weird tissue.
Right.
We weren't saving like toilet paper or anything.
Like altar call tissue.
Yes. This was gift bag tissue.
And we
folded it up.
And it's a great idea to do that. Some people do it every time.
I know.
But to me.
And we're not mocking you. We're joining you.
We love you. We need you. Come to our parties and fold our tissue. We'll give you a tenth. We'll give you the tenth. Of the tissue.
Oh my word.
So 50 was great. She came, she brought me the blanket. I turned 50 and I'm dealing with it. And I've decided
you're
I'm just
going to
rock it, you know?
You're killing
it. And so it's kind of like I feel like I'm with the, I think it was that combined with
your kids leaving home.
Kids leaving home.
Oh, the transition is monumental.
What's my role now? I mean, they're literally the center. Of course, Jesus is the center of it all. But my children were like right up there.
Yeah.
As far as just meeting their needs, making sure.
Living life looks different day to day when the kids move out. And then when you've got this age shift as well, even though it's just another day.
It's just another day.
It's a mind thing. But I remember when Brielle went to...
I do still have one at home for the record.
Yes, she does.
And tomorrow's her birthday, the 22nd.
I know. So I cannot believe that.
Sophia's turning 13.
13.
We can talk about that later. I interrupted you. Go back.
When Brielle left home, it was almost like... I mean, she wasn't there all the time anyway. I mean, she was grown, you know, those kinds of things. But it was like, I didn't know how, what did the daily operation look like?
Right.
I mean, because they at least always landed back there. Even when the girls went to school at IBC, our house was still their home. So they still came back. They still, it wasn't like they moved away. It was almost like a transitional nest, not just an empty nest.
And that's helpful, actually.
Oh, I agree.
It may sound like it's off topic, but it's not really. The most recent book I read was Grieving in the Brain. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
I thought we said this wasn't a deep podcast.
It's not. but we're kind of deep people sometimes, so it's hard to.
All right, have your moment.
I'll have my moment. It actually must have been an audiobook, but it's Grieving in the Brain. And there's different, we grieve a lot of different things, not just death. And so helping to understand that I was grieving a season of my life.
Yes.
And a role maybe that was dwindling down. And but it doesn't mean something new wasn't opening up. Mm-hmm. But the thing about the brain, which is a great book, because we can talk about this later, the loss of my niece back in January.
Yeah.
That was a big life event that.
It's not a positive
celebrating
one.
Yeah. On this side of things, but there's a lot to be thankful for in that situation. But in the grieving, the brain is neurologically, your mind is mapping towards a known location and it can't be found.
Oh yeah.
And it triggers stress.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So understanding neurologically what's happening, we could talk more about that in another podcast.
So me learning how to operate in a daily life was the norm.
Pathways are being created until that becomes normal. But if there can be a transition when you're not mapping for that, like if you never go back in and when you go back into a room that hasn't been touched, it's very emotional because they're not there and you're having to read, but if they're coming in and out and changing it gradually, or if you have, like in my mom's case, she happened to totally clean out and remodel Brittany's room before she passed. So she didn't have to walk into that sameness and experience that trauma. Anyway, so those
transitional
goodbyes, they really are a gift when you're able to be aware of that moment. And this is happening more slowly than a sudden, harsh transition.
That makes a lot of sense in telling the scientific side of it. I explained it on the practical side during COVID 2020. Ashlyn, my youngest, got married. So she left home and she moved to Ohio. Mm-hmm. So she was gone. And that she's back home now, praise be.
That's hard.
But she moved to Ohio, which I could deal with that. But it was also COVID, which was very, very hard.
Yes.
On, everyone, but then trying to lead people and love people and navigate a pandemic in the church as a leader, those kinds of things was just a whole extra stress and people being sick, the unknown of that. So she got married. It was 2020. That just sums that up. And we built a house and moved. So I moved into a house and I didn't take kids with me. And kids truly do make a house a home very quickly. Okay. I should say we've made it our home.
Of course.
But I think they make it a home faster.
Yeah.
Like when they move in, they're just happy to be there. And all of a sudden it's family.
Right.
Well, there were no fingerprints on this place. There was nobody.
No,
there were no memories. Yeah. No. And nobody. So we had to get through a few holidays. I remember we moved in October and November. I didn't know I always do Thanksgiving dinner. I didn't even know where all my stuff was because we hadn't been there very long. But I went through a hard, hard time. And I was happy for Ashlyn. I was happy COVID was basically over.
Right, right, right.
And I was thrilled at my beautiful new house.
Yeah.
Loved it.
All of those are positives.
But I couldn't pinpoint the emotional downside to that or what I was dealing
right,
with.
Right.
Later is when it came around. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know the scientific way to put it.
Right. It's definitely a physical and emotional reaction, very tangible. And sometimes you think, oh, I'm just depressed or I'm feeling melancholy, but those transitions are real and they impact us.
But the deal is you got to go through them. You don't stop, drop and jump off, you know,
100%.
It's go through because you can get through transitions.
I feel like I'm entering my, I don't want to call it, I don't know if it's appropriate. Or
adulthood?
Right. No, my second act, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, and I want it to be dynamic and purposeful.
Absolutely.
And impactful. Just like the first 50, if you will.
We have energy that we've been using other places, exactly, and time, right, and that we can invest.
And something I've been thinking about a lot lately is intentionality and living with purpose. To me, that always panicked me. Like, what is your purpose? That's such a huge, vague question. I'm going to.
I know.
And if you don't have a quick answer to that, what does that mean about me? You know, I've been to different seasons of my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked about this before. Purpose fluctuates. It evolves.
Yes.
Know? But the concept of living with purpose, not what is my purpose, versus living accidentally
or yes,
responsibly, like just
so intentional
whatever
versus
happens. A lot of people live life accidentally, like life happens and they respond to it.
So life happens to them.
Right.
Yeah.
But of course, sometimes you need to go with the flow and not have everything planned. My little planner.
What?
Oh, yeah. But you have to wake up and be purposeful about mm-hmm. being kind, being spiritually minded, mm-hmm. being.
Or getting the things done that matter.
Getting a list of things done that is moving you towards some kind of mm-hmm. goal, you know? And so having some kind of purpose, a reason to get up out of bed in the morning, and you sometimes have to cultivate that like used to with maybe your kids would.
Yep.
But now, okay, I need to read a chapter of a book, or I'm going to go back to school, or I'm going to maintain a peaceful, organized living environment. I'm looking around. It's okay right now.
Yep. It's peaceful. It's peaceful.
I know you're coming over. Oh, I'm kidding. Anyway,
you know, I need my peace.
You need your peace. Your house is so beautiful. I loved going there. It really was you. Like, it felt very organized and classy, but also warm. And you could tell it's obviously.
It is a sanctuary for us.
That's the word. That's a good word.
Yeah. My intention for that was that it be a peaceful place. Mm-hmm. And when people come over and they say that, and we actually hear that pretty often, is that it feels very peaceful here. I'm like.
There's no kids live there.
There's no kids.
There's no teenagers.
We have a yappy little puppy,
yes,
though.
Oh, yeah.
But it just feels, it's almost, I don't want to say serene, because I know it's more than just the aesthetic.
But I think, places have
a feel,
mm-hmm. you know,
it's either intentional or
it's like culture. It's going to be created.
Yes.
But
whether
your
intention or not
intentionally,
right.
If it's just organic.
So the elevator music that we play through our home, do you think that had anything to do with it?
I think that probably was a huge factor. In fact, earlier I was trying to turn on our in-house.
We don't actually have in-house.
No, but. That
I was trying to create a Hobby Lobby effect, you know, with the instrumental. It is actually nice to go.
In some places you're like, did you literally just like Google what is the worst possible music to play? And it's just,
you know what frightens me? Do you want to hear something that really frightens me?
Yes.
That Inquiry people nice. Are listening to this and following along with this train that has derailed, jump back on a track.
Mm-hmm.
There are no survivors from this train.
None. And they're just swallowed at hook, line, and sinker, loving it.
Either that or they have shut us off and they don't hear us, appreciating the fact that they're driving down the road on their way to work listening. So,
are we talking about this podcast?
Yes.
The wheels have come off.
But that was our intention, believe it or not, for this first re-entry of season 2 was to just catch up and get our feet wet in again and let you hear our voices and the kinds of things that go on. Again, our purpose for this podcast is not deep theological. We're not going to study through the Hebrew with you. I mean, it might come up occasionally, but this is if I could sit at the lunch table with them.
Right.
And we are actually sitting at a lunch table.
We are.
Yes.
It's technically maybe a breakfast, table.
I don't know.
Table, I feel like I'm in a cafeteria at a school.
That's true. But we did eat lunch on
we
this
did
table.
Eat lunch. Yes.
And the sour creams did make it to the table.
We have uneaten churros over there calling my name. I was going to allude to something, and now it has eluded me. As seems to be par for this conversation. I'm just like looking around the room, squirreling out.
Looking for something to... Hey, I got to meet Donnie McClurkin last year.
Tell me about that.
I was on an airplane, the same airplane, and it was a small one coming out of Central Louisiana. And
boy, I bet he was not comfortable on a little plane.
He was up front and he had his people with him. I think there was a guy or two with him.
Entourage.
Yes, his entourage, but it was a small plane. It's one of those that's got like, it's
so little. This is like commercial. This is not.
Oh,
private.
Yeah. 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 Me and Donnie McClurkin were on his private jet. Yeah, well, him and his like, people
it's
and
hard
my
to
people.
Think of famous people. Like, I ran into CC Winans at the airport one time, just like at Southwest. And I was like, in my mind,
you don't fly
just
don't, Southwest.
We're just not in the same world. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
But,
yeah. She's,
ahead.
Yeah. So, I was walking off and he was everything. That you would expect. He was kind. He had no problem. I asked if I could take a picture with him. Aww. And I snapped a quick selfie. And he was truly the Christian that you would hope that he would be.
That's so refreshing.
In his, yeah, he wasn't rude. He smiled. He was like, absolutely, let's take a picture.
Gracious.
Yeah. And so I
loved
it. It didn't get dashed. You know, after what you thought about him for so decades. I mean, we've been listening to this man's music for decades.
100%. He comes across as genuine, but sometimes that can just be
a show.
And I think I told you this the other day about when you meet famous people, that quote of don't meet your heroes because you have them idealized and they can be very disappointing.
Well, and there's the other quote that's familiarity breeds contempt.
Yes.
Like when you get to know somebody too well. There's that whole like, oh,
I didn't know what that phrase was for a long time. I misunderstood it.
Really?
I thought it was familiarity breeds consent.
Oh,
and I used it with like young people going out and holding hands. And the more familiar you get, the more consenting you are. And it does.
It works.
You're welcome. So use that. But then I was like, oh, contempt. That makes so much more sense. And that's so embarrassing to say, but literally, I just never had seen it written down. Stop laughing at me. I'm not recovering very well. And someone said contempt. I was like, oh. Here's what that means. Anyway, so, but it looked like I was just doing this.
I can't come out.
But I do know what you mean when you say it now. This was many years ago.
Hey, folks, I'm pulling it together. I'm crying, but I don't know why it's so funny. I don't know why. It's probably not as funny to you as it was to me, but
it's pretty funny.
Oh, so what else did we do? Well, we had Christmas.
You know, it's already, we're coming up to the end of this conversation.
Oh, we probably should because
I feel like we need to add this track there just because it is. I don't know if it's playing, but I thought I played a laughing track.
I just want to say bless you to all of you who have stuck with us to this point.
Yes. Hey, it's not that bad. Kind of is.
It can be.
Not really. Okay, so let's see if I can find my little lightning transition sound.
It's like all the buttons are new again, isn't it?
I hope this is working. Oh, my goodness.
There it is. Lightning round. One thing that didn't change for this season.
I really hope that... this has been recording because I'd be so sad. Oh, just in case. Because it's, anyway, I'm not sure about these settings. Hopefully this recorded and we're going to go to the lightning round of questions. And I feel like we're really late after that.
Yeah, right? It's not like, we're not lightninged back yet.
Okay,
so let's go every other one. So it's not all just you asking me.
Fine.
So you can go first though.
What is the last thing that you cooked?
Last food item that I cooked was bacon. Mm. The last meal that I cooked was pot roast with carrots and potatoes and the whole family style dinner. But the last food was
crock pot
bacon.
Roast?
I did do it. I got a new crock pot for Christmas.
What?
Everybody needs it. And we are not sponsored, but it's that Ninja one.
Oh.
And you can pull the oh my word. Go look it up. It's sold at Target, Sam's, all over the place.
Ninja, huh?
Ninja slow cooker. I'll post a link for it on
all
our
right.
once we release
see
this.
See how well-rounded we are. We're giving cooking appliance tips.
Well, I told you, domestic engineering. That's my thing.
Domestic engineering.
Yes. Okay, so what's the last thing you cooked?
Last was potato soup. And in Branson on spring break.
Gotcha. Okay.
Your favorite coffee order.
Okay. If I'm at Starbucks, it's an Americano with steamed half and half.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm at home, it is coffee with half and half.
Nice.
I know.
Well, I'm half.
You're half what?
I'm crazy. I've actually.
No.
Technically.
You're more than half crazy.
I am. 51% crazy.
Yes.
coffee. I'm technically allergic to coffee, which is hilarious to people.
Insane.
Is that a thing?
It's very sad.
So I can have it in moderation. Otherwise, it just tears me up.
But when kind of moderate order would it
like
be?
Like the brown sugar shaken.
Yeah, that's good.
Oat milk. Oat espresso.
Latte thing. Yeah.
It's kind of like a lot of words, but it's yummy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm asking you this one. Favorite new song?
We've been doing CeCe's Holy Forever. I like that. Actually, we're probably singing it at Shine. But we haven't done a whole lot of new music lately. And I get where I'm so stinking picky. I need to I want it to move me.
Yeah.
You know, or just, I don't know. And I love, Savannah's calls me every day with a new song that she's written. So yeah. I love all those new ones. And we just did a brand new one that Braden Hodge wrote.
Yeah.
Don't Pass Me By. And I really enjoyed watching that come to life. So I like
that. I saw the video of that. That was good. Skip me on that one because I can't nail that down.
She hates music. So
I do not.
How can we be friends? Did you have a favorite stuffed animal?
Yeah. I had a stuffed poodle.
What'd you name him?
I didn't have a name for it.
What?
But it was my favorite. But I was also equal opportunity. Like they all had to have the same amount of attention. But my favorite, the one I carried around was a stand-up stuffed poodle. Like it's by stand-up, I don't mean it was that's a stand-up human. It literally stood up on four legs.
One stand-up poodle. Stands up all the time. I had one called Betty Bear.
Oh, you named it. Of course you did.
And it was just like always with me. Like it was all matted up. It just had a little pinafore and a little bonnet. It was just the sweetest. I just loved Betty Bear.
You still have
but
it?
I thought Betty Bear loved me. Like, anyway.
That's a whole other topic.
I still have it. I don't know. Yeah, let me see what we're doing on time. Oh.
We go over?
We're a little bit late, yeah.
Well, we're not very lightning right
now. No, we're not
lightning. But it is lightning outside.
Yeah. Would you go hang gliding?
No.
Okay. I would like to do the hang gliding part, but not the landing part.
No, I don't want to do that. Now, I would do that whole thing that you do over water where a boat...
Parasailing?
Yeah, I would do that. I like water.
I guess that's enough for now.
Yeah, because it was more like a turtle speed, not lightning speed.
All right. Well, you guys, it's been fun catching up with you. And we are interested in hearing from you what you liked about the episode and maybe what you'd like to hear us talk about.
But not what you did it like, because
we don't want to hear that. We are not open to criticism. Take it very hard.
Yep.
It's really about the morals.
That's right. We're glad you're here. Thanks for listening.